All right, so just to repeat the introduction from earlier, this is Judge Jennifer Elrod. And we're going to have a chat about a number of things. All right, yep. So this is Judge Elrod, and we decided just to have a chat. So.
And you know that means he's going to, you know, put me through the Inquisition like he's been doing with the panels today. Yeah. So be merciful.
Well, let me ask you something. You clerked for 2 years. You then were at Baker Botts for 8 years. Then you were a state district judge for 5 years. Then you were a Fifth Circuit judge. And now you're about to become Chief Circuit Judge. Why do you keep losing your jobs?
Do you see what I mean? I'm very blessed. I never thought I would be a court of appeals judge. I really enjoyed being in the trial court. And I probably would have stayed there my whole life very happily in Harris County, Texas, because I love that court. But as you know, the judges in those courts change in big giant sweeps that often don't have anything to do with the qualifications of the judges, because they're low down on the ballots, and that's how we do our elections in Texas. And so I would not be the judge most likely if I had stayed in that job. But so when somebody contacted me and said, have you ever thought about being on the Fifth Circuit? I said, yeah, and I've thought about being on American Idol. So that's it was a kind of a
but so that means you were a trial judge for 5 years. How do you think that affects you when you're reviewing rulings made by other trial judges? Because a lot of the Fifth Circuit judges don't have that trial experience. How does that color your work?
Well, I think it's good to have a group of people who have different experiences all working together, and they may have some perspective from that experience. Some, you know, we have some judges on our court who have a lot of bankruptcy experience, although those judges are humble and say that over time we all become generalists. I did not have any bankruptcy experience, and I want to just take a moment and say it is such a delight to be here with you, the bankruptcy bench and bar. I say yes when I can, when any of these judges ask me to participate. I always learn something. You have a wonderful bench. And this is really important work that you do, helping people in desperate situations, and also those of you who help the creditors and those folks as well who you know, they may be in desperate situations too. And so thank you for what you do for people and companies every day. And I want to just let you know. And I appreciate also that I'm getting to participate on a luncheon that's named for our friend, Judge Harlan Cooter Hale, who I have gotten to know since I've been on the bench. And he's just a fine human being. And to be able to be one of the speakers at something named for him is a treat. So even if I have to be with Judge Isker, it's still a really good experience.
So Judge Hale sends his best. He will be here tonight for the reception. And you won't be. But
back to trial experience, I think it does shape the way we look at cases. We had a case that dealt with qualified immunity, and we had an en banc vote. And one of the legal commentators noted that if you had been a trial judge, and it didn't matter whether you had been appointed or nominated by President Jimmy Carter or President Trump or President Biden, it didn't matter who your president who nominated you was. If you had been a trial judge, you voted on one side of the poll, in the en banc poll. And if you had never been a trial judge, you voted on the opposite side. So I do think it shapes some of the ways we look at cases. You know, those of us who have been trial judges know that you're not entitled to a perfect trial, and no trial is a perfect trial. But some errors are significant enough, and you know, you have to understand that. And so
you went to Baylor undergrad, and you've been very heavily involved since you left in the management of Baylor. You went to Harvard Law School. Harvard has undergone in recent years a lot of cultural dissent and upheaval.